expert right now. Legal expert attorney Wendy Patrick joins us from Fox News. Hey, Wendy, good morning. Brad and Paul here. I want to ask you a couple things. Hi. Jussie Smollett, is there any chance this guy goes to jail or not?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, technically, yes, but practically, perhaps not.
No.
You know, when judges decide to sentence somebody, they look at really their whole lives. They have to, you know, aggravants versus mitigants. On the aggravating side, there are lots of people that would love to see him go to jail because of what he did for, I mean, the disservice he did for so many legitimate hate crime victims. Now, I understand he's innocent until presumed guilty, so let's just put that aside for a second and assume he does become convicted.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, which goes right to your question, Brad and Paul, what happens to him then, it's likely a judge will take into account not just this one incident, but his entire life. And if he has no prior record, which it doesn't seem like he does, that's going to be a significant mitigant. Maybe what he does is he repays restitution for all the time and resources Chicago police devoted to investigating his case.
Which has got to be a lot of money. It's got to be, I would say he's in the low millions, but we'll see. Brad has a question about another guy in the news.
Yes, who doesn't live far from where we are when he goes home, Paul Manafort. And I understand that he was going to get, 47 months, but I understand now it could be 10 years in prison. How does that look to you?
Right. Well, I don't know that he's going to be going home anytime soon. I mean, it could be she could throw the book at him, Judge Jackson, today, because really he got a slap on the wrist in the eyes of some in terms of what he had in front of Judge Ellis. But I got to tell you guys, one night in prison is probably too much for your average citizen.
Mm-hmm.
He got 4 extra years. Remember, he's already been in jail for a significant amount of time. Why is that important? Because it's the judge he appears in front of today that put him there. Judge Jackson is the one that revoked his bail, found him in violation of the terms and conditions. She is not pleased with him.
No.
So he's in a very different position in terms of the relationship he has with this judge today. Notwithstanding that, no doubt she's still going to exercise her judicial independence. She's not the avenging angel to make up for the sentence he didn't get in front of Judge Ellis, but she's got to look at his age, she's got to look at his health, both of which are significant mitigants. Now, 69 is not old. However, it is if you're in poor health, which Manafort is. If you saw that footage of him being wheeled into Judge Ellis's courtroom, that is a far cry from the ostrich coat pouting presence that he made back in the day when he was running the president's campaign. So he is fallen very far, and she's going to take that into consideration in deciding, do I really give him the absolute maximum I can, or do I give him a break?
Now, again, when he did what he did, I could not believe it. That's personally, because I know, you know, he's in this area, but my God, why would somebody do something like this? That's what I just couldn't understand.
That's the magic question, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that money talks, that is apparently was the motivating factor behind his crimes, not only of what he was convicted of in front of Judge Ellis, but what he pled guilty to in front of Judge Jackson. And I hate to say, you know, there's those old adages and there's biblical wisdom about, you know, the dangers of the love of money, not money itself. Mm-hmm. But that appears to be what motivated him. And, you know, we talk about both Smollett and Manafort, that is at least allegations-wise what the police say perhaps motivated Smollett as well. So I got to tell you guys, let's be pleased with what we have and maybe gracious that we don't have more than we need.
Yeah. Final story here I want to touch on, Wendy, and obviously you've probably been following this since yesterday. A number of well-heeled folks, including some well-known TV personalities, paying six figures to in the millions to get their kids into college. And now they have the federales on them. Now the feds are involved. This is some pretty serious stuff here.
Yeah, Brad and Paul, this is something that just has the entire nation up in arms because so many parents have kids that maybe could have gotten one of those spots had somebody else not gotten it, not based on merit, but based on fraud. You know, so this is not a victimless crime, as you point out. It's very sad. It's tragic for the universities that didn't know, for some of the kids that didn't know that their parents fixed their SAT scores. How would you like to be one of those kids finding out on national television that you didn't actually earn your way into college? Your parents got you there by going in through the side door, as has been explained, not the front door, not the back door. Mm-hmm. And what did the university do with these kids, some of whom had nothing to do with the fraud?
Yeah.
Now, it's one thing to say, you know, you're an athlete and you are an expert in a sport you're not. Boy, how'd you like to be that kid on the first day out in the field when you haven't even played the sport before?
Oh,
I don't know how that works.
That'd be fabulous.
Yeah. Hey, final topic here. I know we're short on time. A Florida man is arrested because he threw a cookie at his girlfriend. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, we can't not talk about this one. Well, anything can be a deadly weapon. Not that he was charged with throwing a deadly weapon. He was charged with battery. But, yeah, he apparently threw a baked good at his girlfriend, causing some redness, and that apparently prompted an arrest. Now, who knows what will be the future of this case, but, you know, I'd want to know what kind of cookie it was. I mean, I don't know. We have Girl Scout cookies all around the office because it's the season. Was it a Thin Mint or was it one of those?
Was it a 7-Eleven? Was it a Was it a Trefoil? Was it a I mean, the Thin Mints. You know what? You could throw them at me. I'll have my mouth open to catch them. You know.
I was just gonna say, you just think quick. You grab that thing in the air and eat it.
Hey, Wendy. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye bye. There you go. That's right. It is Girl Scout cookie. Season.
I mean, why would a guy throw a Girl Scout cookie?
Well, no, this wasn't a Girl Scout cookie, but she mentioned it's Girl Scout. Yeah, well,
she had red on her face.
She had a welt on her face.
Yeah, red welt.